Peter Anderson, our UK correspondent, is on the line to us now. Peter, the Tories, Boris Johnson, going to win, are they?
Well, John, the opinion polls certainly suggest that is the case. It was a gamble when he called this election. He didn't need to, but he said he wanted to break the stagnating, the logjam in Parliament, and he called the election with many people saying it could be a risk because Theresa May was caught out just a couple of years ago when she called an election expecting to get a sizeable majority. But all the signs at the moment, with 2 days to go, would suggest that Boris Johnson, the current Prime Minister, will be returned to office, and potentially with quite a sizeable majority. Latest opinion polls put him on 43%, and Labour, his main opposition under Jeremy Corbyn, languishing rather at 32%. What that could mean in terms of seats is that Boris Johnson could be heading for a majority maybe of 60 to 70 seats in the UK Parliament if the current polls and current suggestions are to be believed.
And because you have a first-past-the-post system, it could be, I mean, it's not too different from the American Electoral College system, that the popular vote could be considerably closer than the parliamentary seat vote.
Absolutely, and that is one of the rows over the UK system, one of its strengths or considerable weaknesses, depending on which politicians you talk to. But we do have the first-past-the-post system, which tends to favour the largest two parties, the Conservatives, led by Boris Johnson, and Labour, led by Jeremy Corbyn. And you tend to find that these smaller parties, notably the Liberal Democrats, which tend to be our third strongest party, also the Greens, and also the Scottish National Party north of the border, all suggest that they would prefer some kind of proportional representation, a more balanced system of voting that we have across Europe and across most countries, I would say probably across the globe. But here in the UK, there have been concerted efforts to resist that, and largely because the elections in recent years have always been won by Conservatives or Labour, and they are the parties that tend to win from this kind of arrangement. So there's no change on the horizon. But I have to say, John, there is a sense of fatigue in this election. It is our third election in 4 years. David Cameron, when he was Prime Minister a short time ago, he introduced a fixed-term Parliament Act that meant we were only meant to go to the polls every 5 years. You can get round that, and that is what politicians repeatedly do. So 2015, 2017, and now back at the polls for a rather wintry December election in 2019.
There's not really anything that's likely to happen over the next 48 hours. And look, polls have got it wrong. They got it completely wrong with the referendum result. They got it wrong with Donald Trump's ascendancy to the presidency and so on in the US. So one can't be too relaxed about the polls. But it does seem to fit with what analysts and all sorts of people are saying. There does seem to be a congruence between the polls and the analysis. And there's really nothing that is likely to happen over the next 36 hours, which is going to shake that.
Well, I think it would have to be fairly earth-shattering if there was a turnaround at this late stage. And I have to say, in the past 24 hours, a lot of the campaigning, a lot of the criticism has turned very personal. So there are personal attacks on Boris Johnson of the Conservatives, saying that he has lacked humanity in dealing with a couple of specific issues. That, for example, one of them was photos circulating of a four-year-old boy who was forced to sleep on the floor of a hospital because there were no beds available. He's also been criticised for his response to the stabbings on London Bridge just a few days ago, where he's been accused of trying to turn that into a political opportunity. But what has been significant, John, in the past few hours is the criticism piling on Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader who wants to become Prime Minister. Huge embarrassment for him over recent hours when one of his front bench team, Jonathan Ashworth, Labour's health spokesperson, the man who wants to be in charge of the NHS, should Labour be swept to power, has been recorded and with the clips released, saying that he did not believe that Labour would win. He said he doesn't believe that Labour would win an election. He implied that Labour was wrong for not getting rid of Jeremy Corbyn earlier when it had the opportunity, has said the situation for Labour was dire, and has said that people campaigning on the doorstep on behalf of Labour have faced this awful combination of Corbyn and Brexit that are counting against them. That has forced Jeremy Corbyn, with 2 days to go before the election, to come out and dismiss claims that he is a problem on the doorstep. It's hardly the publicity that an opposition party wants when it is hoping to seize power in 48 hours.
Peter Anderson, our UK correspondent.